June 1st board meeting to order and remind everyone to please mute your phone or computer microphone when not speaking. In addition, if anyone other than a board member would like to speak, please use the raised hand feature and wait to be acknowledged by the board recorder. Thank you. The board recorder will now conduct a roll call for the record.
All right, City of Beaverton, Commissioner Tivnan.
Here.
City of Hillsborough, Commissioner Judah.
I'm here.
And TVWD, Commissioner Duggan.
I'm here.
All right, thank you. We have a quorum. This concludes roll call. All other attendance will be recorded using Microsoft Teams participant list.
Thank you, Annette. First on our agenda today is the General Manager's Report. Ms. Bennett will present the General Manager's Report in Dave Kraska's absence.
Thank you, Chair Duggan. All right, for the General Manager's Report today, we've got our normal four sections highlighting the work efforts being performed under the direction of this commission. We'll start with permitting and communications updates. WWSP staff have been working really closely with the City of Beaverton to secure noise variance permits for the remaining night work on Metzger Pipeline East projects 1.2 and 1.3. And up until last week, we were having to secure those permits on a weekly basis, which was quite an administrative burden. But the city has been a great partner, and we've been able to secure a permit for all the remaining night work for each project, which has been a great success. And this night work has been causing complaints from the neighbors next to the projects. And we've also been working with city staff on mitigating those impacts and addressing partner complaints. The city's been a really great partner. Kind of jumping to communications on this same topic. We've been notifying neighbors about upcoming night work, doing direct mailers and personal visits to those most impacted by the noise and vibration. And with this night work, our goal is to complete the work as safely and quickly as possible. And the fact that we are able to share with folks is that 2 months of night work could otherwise take 12 months to complete. And if we were to do this work in the day, it's more risky to the traveling public and to our construction crews, although we do recognize that nighttime construction does have impacts to the neighbors around us. So we continue to work with the city and work with our neighbors to impact the noise mitigation issues around the MPE projects. Also, on permitting highlights, staff met with Washington County about the land use permit for our temporary discharge facility on the Tualatin River. This is a place to discharge large amounts of water to the river to facilitate our commissioning and startup activities. The meeting revealed that it can be a type 2 land use modification to the existing pipeline project permit, which is a big success for us. It means public notice is still required through that approval process, but it only requires notification of neighbors immediately adjacent to that little portion of the project. So we intend to submit the land use modification application in August of 2023. And since we wrote the GM report, we had another success on that topic. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers sent their approval of our permit modification for this temporary discharge facility, and they were able to provide that 3 months early, which is excellent. So successes all around. One more communication update to share with you. Our staff have been working on water supply integration communications with a combined group of all the partner staff and using a facilitator through Brown and Caldwell. We've held a series of 2 workshops trying to build alignment and understanding what the communication needs are for the integration time period. So Brown and Caldwell has been a great partner in helping us kind of identify recommendations that we will be using to develop an integration communication plan that will address community engagement before, during, and after integrating the new supply. So we'll receive that that series of recommendations. We expect to receive it next week, and we're looking forward to reviewing that. Number two, the quarterly financial report was attached to the GM report for your review. Planned business agenda items. You are all aware we do our MAM forecast for every board meeting. And we do have one tentative item that did not make it onto this version of the MAM forecast. This item relates to a permit for the city of Sherwood and whether we will need to provide a bond or another type of financial security acceptable to the city related to our work in the Sherwood right-of-way. We've been able to use a letter agreement type of financial security with our other partners, and so we're hoping to do that with Sherwood as well and save the program some money. But we do not know exactly the details or schedules yet for that item, so it's possible that we may need to hold a July board meeting in order to accomplish that, or what we're more hoping on is that we can do an August board meeting in order to complete approval of that item, and that will work for the water treatment plant schedule. So in flux, and if we discover that a July meeting is needed, we'll be checking with you to verify that that still works for schedules. I know that's a tough week, and if it doesn't, we'll find a more appropriate day. And then last but not least, construction and operations readiness updates. As usual, the table of construction updates is attached to the GM report for your review, as well as the presentation that I'll provide. We do have some commissioner time constraints today, so staff recommend providing the construction update presentation during the information items portion of the meeting so we can get through our business agenda items first. Staff would appreciate a response from the board on whether this change is acceptable.
This is Commissioner Judah, yes.
This is Commissioner Tibnon, yes.
And the chair has no objections.
Excellent. So. Thank you. We will do that then.
Excellent.
And that is the end of the general manager's report.
Okay, thank you. Next on our agenda is time for public comment. Public comment is set aside for persons wishing to address the board on items on the consent agenda and matters not on the agenda. Additional public comment will be invited on agenda items as they are presented. Annette, do we have any persons who would like to comment?
Not today.
Great. Then we can move on to the consent agenda. Consent agenda items are routine and may be enacted in one motion without separate discussion. Any board member may request that an item be removed by motion for discussion and separate action. Any items requested to be removed from the consent agenda for separate discussion will be considered immediately after the board has approved those items which do not require discussion. We have two items: approving the April 6, 2023 minutes and adopting WWSS 0423, adopting the fiscal year 23-24 WWSS board meeting schedule. Do I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda as presented? Please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and second for the action item.
This is Commissioner Judah. I move to approve.
Commissioner Tibnon, second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the consent agenda. The board recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
All right, City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
And TVWD?
Yes.
Thank you.
The motion passes. Up next are business agenda items. Item A is considering approving the annual work plan with Stantec Consulting Services Incorporated to provide program and construction management services for the Willamette Water Supply Program during the fiscal year 2024. Ms. Bennett will now present the staff report.
Thank you, Chair Duggan and Commissioners. This item is our normal annual review and approval of the Program and Construction Management Services annual work plan for FY24. I will provide a brief refresher on how the annual work plan is developed and the history of the program management contract, and then present the proposed budget for FY24, which is within the budget already approved in baseline 8.1. So the annual work plan and budget are based on a fiscal year slice of our baseline, current version 8.1, which was approved by this commission in February. You can see from the graphical representation of that on the program schedule, this is the section of FY24 highlighted. And this FY24 slice is very similar to FY23. So in FY24, we'll be progressing 15 construction projects and wrapping up a few of those during this period. Our program management activities will continue, with the highlights being WIFIA compliance, safety, communications and outreach, and then development of our final financial procedures for the commission. We will continue to acquire the few lingering properties we need for real estate and easement extensions, as well as remaining permits and permit compliance activities. We're also continuing to plan for the end of the program and startup of the system with our water supply integration work, commissioning and startup planning, and operations planning. In short, we have a lot left to accomplish. The program management contract was originally executed in 2015 with MWH, now Stantec, and its original term was set to be 11.5 years and terminate at the end of 2026. Cost was a key consideration in the initial selection, and we locked some key factors in at that time to provide more cost certainty for the partners. Labor rate multipliers are set in the contract and do not change over these 11 and a half years. Annual labor rate adjustments are capped, and each year's adjustments are reviewed and approved by the program director. And every year, the labor rate adjustments have been lower than the cap. One other control on costs is the staff request process we use. New staff proposed to work on the program are reviewed by the appropriate manager and the program director for their qualifications, labor rate, and travel costs before they are approved to work on the WWSP. Using those approved staff and rates, Stantec prepares these annual work plans to estimate the scope and budget in response to the current baseline. The program director and his team review that plan, provide comments, and the revised version is then presented to the commission for consideration. Here's the FY24 annual work plan budget of $23.2 million. During the program director team's review, the costs were trimmed by about $500,000 from what was provided in the first draft, and that revised cost is what's before the board today. This amount, again, is within our approved baseline 8.1 budget. The FY23 annual work plan budget was $24.2 million. So and is about 5.5% of the total planned budget for FY24. And again, this is within our approved baseline budget. These are the cost shares by partner. And I'd be happy to take any questions.
Any questions for Ms. Bennett?
Okay, thank you. After the motion, Andre Tolme, our program manager, would like to say a few words to the commission.
All right, thank you. Do I have a motion and a second to approve the annual work plan with Stantec Consulting Services Incorporated to provide program and construction management services to the Willamette Water Supply Program during the fiscal year 2024? Please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and second for this action item.
This is Commissioner Judah. I move to approve the work plan as stated.
Commissioner Tibnon, second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve this. The board recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
All right. City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
And TVWD?
Yes.
Thank you.
The motion passes. Andre, would you like to say a few words?
Yes, I would. Thank you very much. First of all, on behalf of Stantec, I wanted to express our appreciation of your continued support, not only for our program management services, but for the entire program in general. Without your support, we wouldn't be doing so well on the program. We look forward to working hard over the next few years and bringing it to a successful conclusion. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andre. We look forward to this next year, another busy year. Thank you very much. Next on our agenda, item B is considering adopting resolution number WWSS 0523, amending the ground lease for raw water pipeline agreement with the City of Wilsonville. Mr. Carlton will present the staff report.
Thank you, Chair Duggan and Commissioners. So this is an administrative item, and I know when talking about the relative comparison of $20 million contract versus a $30,000 savings, it doesn't seem very significant, but it's important nonetheless. So to provide you a little background information, the ground lease with the City of Wilsonville had a requirement in it that the partners, which was initially just TBWD Hillsborough and is now the WWSS, provide a security deposit while all construction activities for the program are occurring in the City of Wilsonville. The security deposit was to be maintained in the form of an irrevocable letter of credit with a bank in the area. So we had maintained that letter of credit from the time the ground lease was executed. It was set to expire at the end of April, and so we took that opportunity to reach out to Wilsonville and consider the option to create an amendment to the agreement that would allow for the security deposit to be held in the form of a deposit, jointly held deposit with the local government investment pool, where the City of Wilsonville has access to that account as well as the partner, managing partner TBWD. They agreed that that made sense, and so we had an existing account that we had been using with them, so we made a deposit into that account prior to April 30th when the letter of credit expired, so that has been set in place, and did require an amendment to the agreement, which was amendment number 2. The Wilsonville City Council has already adopted that amendment, and so the WWSS needs to adopt a resolution recognizing that as amendment as well. So in terms of cost impact, as I mentioned, the letter of credit needed to be made, the security deposit needed to be maintained through the end of construction, which is in 2026. The estimated cost to that letter of credit was about $10,000 a year. So by using this approach, we're saving the partners that cost. And then Wilsonville was amicable to the proposed change, and so we would like to move forward with that. And I'd be happy to answer any questions you have about the proposed amendment.
Are there any questions for Mr. Carlton?
This is Commissioner Jude. I have one quick question. Are we doing this kind of backwards? I mean, if we're doing the lease agreement with Wilsonville, why would their city council approve it first before we've even approved it as a commission for something that we're going to do?
So the lease was already in place. This is just an amendment to the lease, recognizing that the security deposit can change in form and be either the form of a letter of credit or a deposit at the LGIP account. And to execute it, it requires approval from both parties, the WWSS as well as Wilsonville. Because the prior letter of credit was set to expire April 30th. They had it in front of their council early in order to move it through. And so this is just the second piece of the execution process.
Thank you. No other questions?
Any additional questions, comments? If not, do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number WWSS 0523, amending the ground lease for raw water pipeline agreement with the City of Wilsonville? Please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and second for this action item.
This is Commissioner Judah. I move to approve.
Commissioner Tibnon, second.
It's been moved and seconded. The board recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
All right, City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
And TVWD?
Yes.
Thank you.
The motion passes.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you. Up next are informational items. Ms. Bennett will now present the construction updates portion of the General Manager's Report.
So the construction updates for the past 2 months. The same 14 projects are currently in construction as our last update. Dave calls it 14 because he lumps the reservoir and the PLM 5.3 projects together. It's 15 if you count them separately. But the same projects all this year and next year. And this next chart tracks our progress on each of the projects. The projects on the left marching across their completion percentages, and when they get to the far right side, you can see the check marks, which indicate that 9 of the projects are completed so far. Jumping into the specific project updates, we'll start down at the south as normal with our raw water facilities project. We've completed essentially all of our underground work at this point, and we're making good progress on everything else. Most of the work is focused now up at the upper site. You'll see the acronym Upper Site Electrical Building, that UCEB, scattered around documents now. So working on the placement of the concrete floor slab for the electrical building, concrete slab for HVAC equipment, and PGE metering switchgear pad, working on electrical grounding grid, the CMU brick veneer wall architectural mock-up is underway. We're setting door frames and door openings, and I'll have a picture of that in a minute. And then really, we're preparing to begin the CMU wall construction, which is very exciting. So here's the lower site, and you can see that all of our work, which was on the green, nice park side, is complete, including the riverbank restoration. And then that construction work that you see on the right side of the plant, that's all of Wilsonville's plant expansion effort. The shot was taken by drone, hovering above the Willamette River, looking to the north. This is a picture of our upper site facility. You can see that under slab electrical conduit encasement at the transformer slab. You can see the upper site electrical building slab and then the HVAC equipment slab as well. So lots of activity up here at this point. And here's those door blockouts that I was talking about. They're called bucks. The CMU walls will be installed around these timber frames, and then roll-up metal doors will be installed in their locations after the structure is built. Moving up, next project to PLM 1.3, which is directly north. We're continuing to make good progress on this project, our pipeline project through Wilsonville, including the tunnel under Wilsonville Road is more about 60% complete at this point, including passing under the Wilsonville water line. Our 66-inch open cut work on 95th Avenue is progressing well, and we're at about 1,300 feet now. And then we're maintaining traffic control and access on 95th, and I think I have pictures for each of those things. So here's the tunneling operation at Wilsonville Road at Wilsonville and Kinsman. and that the big milestone here was crossing underneath the 63-inch Wilsonville water pipeline. It serves actually Wilsonville and Sherwood, and there was no damage to that pipeline. So it's one more significant risk that we can check off as far as program activities go. This next image is on 95th Avenue, where we're installing 66-inch pipe. We've got one lane closed, coordinating traffic, and neighbor coordination is going well. Moving all the way north to our water treatment plant at the eastern edge of Sherwood, we have about 100 construction staff working on site now, and we're working on electrical duct banks along Ice Age Road. Large diameter steel process piping is going in and staged across the site, which is exciting to see. They're working on the slab, or they completed the slab and began the wall placements at the UV building. Working on yard piping and some concrete at the Clearwell, placing the first concrete in the equalization basin, and then continuing the wall concrete at the finished water pump station. So here's an overview of the site, and I've called out some of those locations for you. This is, another drone shot, this time looking south, and the three most active areas are the Clearwell here, finished water pump station, equalization basin, and then the UV building. And this is 124th Avenue, where our raw water and finished water pipelines are. So here's a closer shot of the finished water pump station building. That yellow pipe that you can see protruding through the wall is 84 inches in diameter. And when this building is complete, the walls will actually be twice as high as you can see in this photo. Zooming in on that finished water pipeline, this was taken after the previous photo, and it shows the contractor installing more pieces of that 84-inch pipeline that will connect to the circular clear well. Just north of the water treatment plant is our PLM 4.2 project along Tualatin Sherwood Road. This is a partner project with Washington County. We haven't started work on the pipeline yet, so there's no photos this month. So most of the work is county work, road widening along the south side of Tualatin Sherwood Road, curbs and sidewalks, and they're about to start base paving soon. For the program team, we're working on submittals, and we anticipate that our work will start in July or August. Next to the west from PLM 4.2 is PLM 4.1, which is at the crossing of Tualatin Sherwood Road and Highway 99. This one, the pipeline installation is complete, and mostly the road work remains, so there's no photos this month either. So pipeline complete, working on appurtenance, piping, and vaults, installing our cathodic protection system, and then continuing the road widening work on the south side of Tualatin Sherwood Road. PLM 4.4 is just to the west of that. Again, another partnership project with Washington County. We are actively installing pipeline here. Traffic has been shifted to the south side of Roy Rogers Road to facilitate our water line installation, which started at the upper side of that yellow line near Chicken Creek, and we're moving to the east toward the PLM 4.1 project. So here's a picture from that northern point, our 66-inch water line going in. Again, another drone shot, and all of that pipeline that you can see in this photo is now installed. PLM 4.3 is just to the north of that. It includes the microtunnel crossing of the Tualatin River, which has been completed in the past month. We're starting work on the shafts for the Chicken Creek trenchless crossing this month. We're doing pipe alignment restoration work, combination air release valve work, and cathodic protection activities currently. Here is a picture of the microtunnel boring machine entering the reception shaft. The reception shaft was the deep one and on the north side of the Tualatin River. And it was a very uneventful event. And again, another huge risk mitigated with the successful completion of the Tualatin River crossing. Microtunnel is about 2,000 feet long. Here's a picture of a group of us preparing to walk through the casing underneath the Tualatin River. This is in the south shaft, which is about 50 feet deep. And that tunnel casing, you can see the thickness of it behind our hard hats, about 9-inch thick concrete and an 84-inch interior diameter tunnel that we walked through. Here's a picture from, and then to the right is a picture of us walking through the tunnel. They had staged lights for us. So it looks like daylight, but it's actually electric light so that we could see where we were going. It was probably for me at least a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Moving north to the reservoir project and the PLM 5.3 pipeline. Up on Cooper Mountain. For the reservoir, we're working on yard piping, which is a combination of 66-inch and 42-inch pipe. On the reservoir itself, we're working on concrete footings, underdrain pipe, drain rock, and vapor barrier, and we're beginning the slab concrete placements. And at the east valve vault and flow meter vault, working on rebar and wall forms. For PLM 5.3, continuing installation of the 66-inch pipeline, we're about 75% installed at this point, and we're continuing to work on appurtenances like and butterfly valves, combination air release valves, manways, trench cutoff walls, and cathodic protection systems. Here's a picture of the inlet and outlet piping for the South Reservoir. Installing these connections now simplifies adding the second tank in the future. That was part of the decision process when we decided to defer the second tank, was just how far were we going to take the piping toward that tank pad. Here's a photo of the reservoir floor rebar. This will only be about a 9-inch thick concrete slab. It's a seismically resilient reservoir. It's a lot of rebar. Here's them pouring the concrete on that slab. And you can see the circular features in the floor, which will be the footings of the columns that will hold up the reservoir roof. On the pipeline side of the project, this is 66-inch pipeline going in along Grabhorn Road. You might recall that we obtained permission from the county to close Grabhorn Road through July 5th. And this is what our construction looks like in Grabhorn at the moment. I think it's underneath those tracks right there. It's pretty clear there was no way to complete this work without closing the road. And so we're occupying the entire road. And we continue to work closely with residents along Grabhorn Road and emergency services so everyone has the access that they need. We will be restoring the road when our work is complete. PLW 1.3 is a little farther north along the future Corn Pass Road in the South Hillsborough area. And this project's nearly complete except for some punch list work that the contractor needs to finish, so no photos. We're ready to check this one off our list as soon as we can. PLW 1.2 is farther north on Cornelius Pass Road. It's our last partner project with Washington County. It's just north of TV Highway. All of our 48-inch pipeline has been installed. We're working on appurtenances right now, pressure testing and disinfection. There is some work that will occur in Reedville Park off Francis Street in the summer when school is out. And then the county is working on their curb and gutter placements and sidewalk placements. I think I have one picture of this one for you. So this is an excavation being held open for a 48-inch butterfly valve and harness coupling. Large butterfly valves have been difficult to acquire at times, and so you can see the contractor left it open so they could complete the pipeline installation and then install the valve later once it was delivered. Moving north again along Corn Pass Road, this is our PLW 2.1 project through Renko Woods Nature Park and along the property the commission has purchased. We colloquially call it the old ODOT berm, which is directly adjacent to a townhome development. It's really been a challenging project with a lot of sensitive neighbors, and we're starting that work, frankly, at this point, starting that work with close coordination between Metro Hillsborough Parks and TriMet. We've been working on potholing, staging area mobilization, and submittals. We always do potholing before we purchase pipe. So here's a picture of them potholing near the start of the project at the south end on Cornelius Pass Road. And then one of the utilities that's been tough to locate is an electrical and communication duct bank under the TriMet rail on the north side of the Renko Woods Nature Park. So here we were using ground penetrating radar to locate that duct bank. All right, now we're zooming to the east side of Washington County over to the MPE projects. So these are partnership projects with the city of Beaverton, and MPE 1.1 is along Western Boulevard, just south of Beaverton Hillsdale Highway. All of our 48-inch pipelines installed. Waterline pressure testing and disinfection, or testing is complete, disinfection underway, working on cathodic protection system and the flow meter vault, startup and commissioning. The city's working on their sidewalk curbs and gutters and road grading, street lighting, and traffic signal poles. Here's a photo of the flow meter vault when they were doing the final bolt torque and fit up. This is a magnetic flow meter that will report how much water is entering the Washington County supply line from the WWSS. Here's a photo of the city's work, the new road construction and landscaping on Western Avenue. It'll definitely be more friendly for pedestrians and bikes. And their work is nearly complete as well. Moving a little bit south, MPE 1.2 is along Allen and Shoals Ferry. And this is another partnership project with Beaverton, and it includes an extension down Hall Boulevard to TVWD's new pressure and flow control facility. So the current work on MPE 1.2 is the City of Beaverton 16-inch water line installation at Shoals and Allen. We're working on the 48-inch pipeline on Shoals near Nimbus. I'm working on appurtenances there as well, and this is nighttime work. At the corner of Hall and Oleson, working at the pressure and flow control facility, building the walls and the structural components, and then doing paving restoration along Cascade and parts of Shoals Ferry, particularly near the mall. So here's a photo of the nighttime work on Shoals Ferry Road, lifting a 48-inch water line off the truck. And here is a photo of the pressure and flow control facility. So this shows that the foundation and slab have been placed, and if you were to drive by it today, you would see that the concrete masonry walls are also up. So making really good progress here. One more MPE project, this one is farther west on Shoals Ferry Road. And let's see, this one goes down to Roy Rogers Road. Work is progressing well. We're working on our installation headed to the west using night work, probably through the end of the year on this project. Working with PGE to accomplish their relocation at Conestoga Road, and then working on the turnout vault at that western dot at Roy Rogers Road. Concrete formwork and rebar are the current efforts. So here's a picture of them saw cutting for the 48-inch water line. One of the ways we're trying to mitigate noise is by doing some of the noisiest activities during the daytime, and pavement cutting is really noisy. So our contractor is now performing that work during the day as much as possible in advance of the nighttime excavation work to save our neighbors a little bit of headache. And here's a picture from the Roy Rogers turnout vault. The concrete formwork work continues here. This is a cast in place vault. And that is the end of the construction updates report. Are there any questions I can answer?
Thank you, Joelle. Any further questions or comments? If
Hi,
not,
this is Commissioner Tibnon. I just wanted to thank you again, as always, for walking us through it step by step. I drive by a lot of these locations often, so I've been seeing the work progress, especially the work along Shoals Ferry, which I know it's a heavily trafficked road. You got a lot of different types of users on those roads that are either in the neighborhood or just passing through. And I'm curious if there's been any issues with accidents or just safety concerns. I haven't experienced any, but has there been any so far?
I'm not aware of any. I don't know, Andre, do you have any information to share?
Yeah, I can add that there have been a few minor incidents, sometimes with the night work. There will be people kind of driving into some of the areas where they shouldn't, but nothing significant. The crews have dealt with it, but on the heavily trafficked roads, even at night, it's always a challenge with public traffic and keeping them out of the work zone. So we'll be happy when these projects are complete.
No doubt. Okay, thank you.
I think the whole county feels that way.
Well, that's good to hear that there's been no significant accident or public hazard that hasn't been mitigated already. So thank you very much for that. Any other questions or concerns? If not, the last item on our informational item agenda is that a reminder that the next regular board meeting is set for August 3rd, 2023, with a tentative meeting on July 6th via Microsoft Teams. Last on our agenda, communications and non-agenda items. There are no communication or non-agenda items for today's meeting. Any other further comments or questions from staff or the commissioners?
Yeah, this is Commissioner Judah. I probably missed this, but when will we know if the tentative meeting is going to be held or not?
Our goal is to know next week, honestly. And,
perfect.
Yeah, and we're going to try really hard to not have to have a meeting on July 6th.
Right, thank you. If you find out next week, can you formally let us all know that far ahead of time, please?
Absolutely. And if that date doesn't work for folks, we will find an alternate date. So I know that is a holiday week.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. There being no further business before the Board of Commissioners, this meeting is adjourned. And I'm glad that we're able to close this meeting up.